Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Prosecutor, first and foremost, I want to thank all of you for hearing my case. I have nothing but the utmost respect for the judicial system and the order of law. As I have chosen to represent myself in court today, I feel it is my responsibility to give all details of my alleged crime and explain everything that happened on the morning of Sunday, January 25th. It was my usual Sunday morning. I usually hang out at the bus stop and ask people for quarters so I can get together enough cash for a big breakfast at McDonald's. After breakfast, I make my way over to St. Thomas Cathedral, where I spend the next 4 or 5 hours walking old ladies across the street. I've even got my picture in the paper for it. They called me the valet. Anyway, the morning of January 25th was no different than any other Sunday, except for one minor detail. I'd been sleeping in the dumpsters behind Johnson Middle School again, and sometime in the night became possessed by Satan. I guess maybe because Johnston isn't a Catholic school. I don't know. All I know is that when I woke up, I wasn't in control of my body anymore. Satan was. Satan had different plans for me that morning. For starters, I didn't ask anybody for quarters. Satan only wanted bills. After I'd managed to scrape together about 15 bucks, Satan decided that McDonald's was too good for me, and what I really wanted was a super scramble from Denny's. I tried to argue with Satan, pointing out I'd have like $11 left over if I went to McDonald's, and I could get a 12-pack after breakfast, and maybe go hang out in the park. I guess maybe Satan wanted pancakes or something, because I ended up at Denny's and got the super scramble with the pancakes. After Satan got me filled up with eggs, potatoes, and maple syrup, he felt it'd be a good idea for me to head over to St. Thomas and walk old ladies across the street. I guess he figured I could earn more money for a 12-pack that way. It's hard to say. Anyway, I walked back to the church. The first old lady I saw had one of those walker things. I stopped and said, "How do you do, missus?" and she let me walk her across the street. Like I said, I'm the valet. Everybody knows me. This poor old lady, though, she didn't have any idea that Satan had possessed me and controlled my every move and word. All I could do was stand by and watch. I walked her across the street and helped her to her car in the parking garage. That's when Satan decided it was time for shit to go down. I tried to say, "Knock it off, Satan! Get out of me! Run like hell, lady!" But since Satan was making me move and walk and such, it came out like, "I'ma kill you, bitch!" And then he made me start choking her. I was crying and trying to tell her she needed to cast the demon out of me, but since Satan was making me talk, I could only scream, "Die! Die! Die, goddammit!" It was a sorry state of affairs. After the old lady stopped moving, Satan made me steal her wallet. He didn't let go of me until I was in the park drinking my 12-pack. So, Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Prosecutor, as you can see, I was not acting upon my own thoughts or feelings. I didn't have any control. I have just sworn on a Bible to tell the truth, and the truth is I was possessed by Satan, and none of this goddamn shit is my fault. The defense rests.